This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1104, Niharika's Simple Plan for IELTS Overall 8.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, 3Q student Niharika tells you how she got overall 7.5 on general IELTS and increased that score to an overall 8 on academic. Not only is she a joyful person, but she can help you feel joyful about your next IELTS exam. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a very special guest today. Niharika, hello, welcome.
Thank you so much, Jessica. It's my pleasure to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you today. We love having student voices on this show. For everyone listening, I want you to listen carefully today because it is so important to be inspired, to know, guys, it is possible. Okay, you can get the IELTS scores you need. So let's go ahead and start there. Niharika, can you introduce yourself and tell us your most recent IELTS scores?
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for having me on this show. And my name is Niharika Mehra, and I'm from India. And currently, I'm working in an educational institution. And coming back towards the score, my listening score and reading scores were 8.5.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my and gosh. Yeah. And writing and speaking, they both were at 7.
Okay. So that's incredible. Were those scores higher than what you needed?
Yeah, totally. Actually, I needed only 6.5, overall 6.5 band score.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I got an overall band score 8, which is quite an achievement for me.
That's an achievement for anybody. Are you kidding me? That's even an achievement for a native speaker. Now, I want to go back for a second because you said you work at an educational institution.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to point that out first because that is a fantastic parallel expression for school. I mean, we know that school and education is a very common IELTS topic. So that is a great parallel expression for you guys for speaking and writing. So would you say you work at a school? Is it a school?
It's not like a school. It's kind of a university. So okay. We use the word educational institution also.
That's awesome.
So that's the thing.
Is that why you took the IELTS exam for your job, or why did you have to take the IELTS exam?
Actually, coming back, I was planning for Canada immigration. Okay. So I enrolled in this course maybe 2 years back in 2019. And earlier I enrolled in GT IELTS score. So okay. I did manage to score overall band 7.5, which is the score that we need to for the Canada immigration. But due to some, you can say, mishappenings at my home, I was able to continue with that process. So I had to shift to the academic one. So that's why, so you can say that I am on the both sides, like GT also and academic also.
You know, I think it's rare for someone to score higher the academic test. Okay, so let's talk about this because we have a lot of listeners who wonder what is the difference between general and academic. And I think a lot of people just assume that general is easier. So how did you manage to get a higher score on the academic test?
I think it was the practice that I did during my journal training exam. because I did quite a couple of tests. And during those tests also, I used to do academic readings on while I was preparing for the GT.
Yes.
So maybe you can say that really helped me to score good scores in reading during my academic one.
Definitely. Okay. I love that piece of advice. I want to just repeat that for everyone out there. I think sometimes hearing the advice from a student who actually did the things is more powerful than just like a teacher like me telling you, right? So students, yeah. Guys, even if you're preparing for the general exam, you should practice with academic reading. Academic reading is harder, right? But yeah. It will prepare you better for the general better, training.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In your experience, again, from the mouth of a student, it can be more powerful than from my mouth. So straight from you, Niharika, are the strategies the same for the reading general training and the reading academic test? Are the strategies the same? Like, should you practice the same skills?
Yeah, definitely. I would say just follow the strategies because they work the same for both the tests. The difference in journal and academic reading is only that journal training, the passages are shorter in comparison to the academic one. But the strategies, they will remain the same. There is not at all a single difference.
Exactly. Yeah, because all the question types are the same. So the way you
find
the answers. And
I think that was the reason that I was able to score band 8.5 in reading.
That's so incredible. How did you feel when you got your results? Were you surprised or did you expect to have an overall 8?
No, actually not at all. In writing, I was like that I could score only 6.5 because I didn't got the chance to practice enough. But I think the thorough practice that I have done during my GT, that really helped me to score band 7 in writing as well. And I have to confess that when I got the score, I was super happy. In fact, I was like shouting that I finally got the scores.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. Listeners out there, I would love to have a video of one of you guys getting your results. Like if anyone listening thinks about this before you open your next test results, just start the video on your phone and send us that reaction. I would absolutely adore that. Let's talk about that 7 on writing a little bit, because I know that writing is one of the biggest challenges for a lot of students out there. Like, in fact, a lot of people get stuck at a 6.5 in writing. Even if they get great scores on the rest of the test, that's like the one thing that's holding them back. So Niharika, what would you tell students out there that are stuck at a 6.5 for writing? Like, what is the magic difference that helps you get over a 7?
First of all, the very basic advice is to just answer the question. That's it. You know, at times what happened is that I also used to do the same mistake that while following different websites, just like going through them, every website has different, you know, they used to make us learn the templates, which is a big no. We shouldn't follow any kind of template. We should only answer the question the way it is being said. And apart from this advice, I would say don't use complicated words. Basic, simple words would really work for them to score band 7. And that's the thing that I was able to score.
Okay, but let's talk about that template thing. So, because the three keys templates for the essays are amazing and they help a lot of people get a 7 or higher. So what is your answer to that? Like, are you talking about different templates or what do you mean we should never use templates?
No templates. I'm not saying to follow the same structure that everyone uses. I'm not talking about the 3-key IELTS templates. They are amazing. But if I talk about from the different websites, you know what students do, that they know the template, but they switch to different one, different versions of different websites.
Yeah.
So I'm saying don't confuse between the two templates one. But 3-key templates, they are amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So I think the issue is about defining what a template is, you know, because I think a lot of students they think that a template is just like you memorize a whole essay. You know what I mean? And there are websites like IELTS websites that have quote unquote templates that are not great, that don't work for IELTS questions. And they give you a false sense of confidence because you think, oh, I memorized this essay and I could use it for any question, right? So the difference here is that the Three Keys templates are flexible, right?
Yeah.
All we do is give you the linking words you need and tell you where to put your ideas. You know, like that is a template.
There shouldn't be any kind of memorization.
Right.
Means your templates are just as a structure that you can use. What to write introduction, body paragraphs, and conclusion. But if I compare with the other websites, they keep on telling us the words as well to just put into this, and they can really help you to score band 7.
And that ruins the task score, the cohesion, coherence score, the vocab score. Doing that ruins all three of those scores because you're not using the words correctly and they're not appropriate to the question, right? So you need something flexible that allows you and your understanding to come through. But okay, I love that. So the biggest takeaway from that, guys, is answer the question. Like definitely know what a good essay is and how to satisfy IELTS requirements, but you need to do the work yourself with your own ideas. Now, let me ask you about the other thing you said, don't use fancy words, because that also goes against what a lot of students are thinking. Now, so a student might say, if I don't use fancy words, I'll get a 5 for vocabulary. So how do you use simple words but still get a good vocabulary score? Can you explain that?
Like a good example can be, you know, there is a very common word which is being used, flabbergasted. And you can find this word in any IELTS website. And same thing was, you know, told to me also to use this word. So, you know, this is a kind of the complicated language that I'm talking about. You need to use a different version of the word, but not the complicated one. And the best thing would be to write the essay in a way, the way the examiner can be convinced.
Yes.
That's the thing. Yeah. You know, means you just need to check it from the examiner point of view. Like if you're the examiner, whether you're able to understand your essay or not. And not by just including so many words, which makes it more complicated rather than making it understood.
I think, exactly. So this piece of advice, students, is don't memorize a list of fancy words from a website, because one, those might be words that everybody's using and then you can't stand out anyway. But I think the bigger danger here is that you won't know exactly how to use them. Right. And they won't be appropriate for the topic you get. And so you'll end up using words in the wrong way, you know?
And that can create a wrong impression on the examiner also, because they have also, you know, checked so many essays and they know which words are quite common and which words are being used just in there.
Totally. Oh my gosh. I graded thousands and thousands of IELTS essays, and there are definitely words you see and you're like, okay, you memorize this from such and such, like, it's not even correct for this topic. Like, so guys, like here's the thing, like you do need great vocabulary, right? But it has to be yours. This is the work you put in during preparation, right? Just to make sure that you understand these words and you know how to use them correctly in a sentence, not just like throwing around a word by itself. Okay. So fantastic. So a 7 for writing. Awesome. I think a lot of students listening can also understand why you got a 7 for speaking, because your English is amazing. Can you tell us any key pieces of advice for other students to get a 7 on speaking?
Just be yourself while you are in a speaking exam. And the best thing, I don't know, that whenever I go on a speaking exam, the examiner, you know, always keeps on laughing. And that was the thing that I always, you know, told in the group, also mentioned in the group. So I think it's the basic enjoyment. We need to just, you know, interact with the examiner the way we are interacting with the friends. So that creates a good impression also. And we need to be ourselves, you know, and enjoy a speaking test. It's just a basic conversation skill and nothing like, you know, the great test, you know, the very, you know, students, they take it in their heads while they go on their speaking exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely, completely. I would say that every single student we've talked to on this podcast that got a 7 or higher for speaking, this is the thing in common. They all enjoyed their speaking exam. Like, that is the one thing. It is. Yeah. And so guys, definitely to prepare to enjoy the speaking, I think it's really important to practice with a friend and ask them to pretend to be the examiner and be silly, make jokes, laugh. Like Niharika said, be yourself, right? Some students take that out of the equation. They look at it like a job interview, which you should also be yourself on a job interview, by the way.
But they sound like more like robotic one.
Yeah, exactly. And then they sound very rehearsed and very like formal and stilted. And no, that is not the English the examiner wants to hear. Yeah. We want to hear the communication, right? We want to be able to know you through your answers, which means answer honestly, right? Make jokes. If you make a mistake, laugh. Like, don't pretend it didn't happen, because that's not real life either. Just like chuckle and be like, oh my gosh, I did not mean to say that. Just talk to a friend.
Yeah. And that was a piece of advice while I took my first speaking exam. I took it from your YouTube videos only. And that really helped me to score band 7.
That's fantastic.
So I would say the same to other students also. Just be yourself and enjoy your speaking test. At the end, it's going to be great.
So, Niharika, why did you decide to get into Three Keys IELTS? I mean, it's obvious you're already a high level student. So why did you think that you needed an IELTS course to help you get higher scores? Hello, wonderful students. If you want the same simple strategies and the amazing confidence that Niharika has, you can learn all of these things in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Come join us, everyone. We guarantee you will increase your IELTS score with us. So check it out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
As I already told that I used to follow, just, you know, go through the different websites.
Yeah.
But while searching on the YouTube, I just wanted to have good, you know, communication over the speaking. So there I got hold of your videos and they were only 3 to 4 minutes long. And I really loved the way, you know, you explained about the reading strategies and speaking. So 2 days before my exam, I watched all your speaking videos, which literally helped me to score band 7
in
speaking.
That's a lot of videos.
I literally, you know, searched in one night only. I was just watching and watching and watching. And while just watching, it really, you know, helped me gain confidence that I can also speak fluently.
Oh,
which
my
really
gosh.
Helped me to score.
That's what I hope you, I'm surprised you didn't get tired of my voice watching that many videos.
No. I really love your voice. It's quite energetic.
Guys, if you are listening to this on the podcast side of things, I want to let you know that this is also a YouTube video. And so Niharika is talking about all of our videos on the YouTube channel, guys. They're not all on the podcast. So check out IELTS Energy TV. If you are watching this on our YouTube channel, look for the speaking videos. There's also some playlists, some speaking playlists you guys can start with here on the YouTube channel. Okay. So that helped you get a 7 on speaking. Fantastic. Yeah. But then maybe it wasn't enough for like the whole exam. Like we don't have every single strategy on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Speaking really helped me, but I really wanted to go into the details regarding the reading strategy and listening strategies. So after my first attempt, I thought of, you know, enrolling into your course.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the 8.5, the amazing, miraculous 8.5 on listening and reading. Let's start with listening. Is there any, like, you know, one key piece of advice, maybe something you did in your preparation or something that helped you the most on test day? One key thing that might help other students get such a fantastic listening score?
The one thing I really did was that, you know, I used to play, or you can say do the listening test at the speed of 1.25.
Oh, what a great strategy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I really did that strategy because I thought like maybe if I skip one question, but I still had that practice in my head that, you know, in the test, it would be at the speed of one, not at the
Yeah.
speed of 1.25. So
Oh my
that
gosh.
really helped me.
That sounds so
Yeah.
hard. That's so good.
Yeah.
But then again, like it's the same idea as practicing academic reading, even if you're doing a general training
General
exam. Like
training. Yeah.
make your practice as hard as possible, and then the test
Yeah.
is easy breezy, right? You're
Easy.
like,
Yeah, that's
this is no
the
problem. Okay,
thing.
that's
Yeah.
awesome. Did you find that the simple three key strategies for listening helped you on test day as well? I mean, you definitely practiced a lot.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
challenged yourself to prepare. But going back to like the simplification of the strategies, right? Like listen
Yeah.
to the introduction, underline keywords. Did you
Yeah.
depend on these strategies as well to help you?
Yes, absolutely. I
Okay.
followed all those strategies. And the one thing I really followed was this, just follow the keywords. Don't try to understand each and everything. And
Yes.
especially I would say in the MCQs one, where the students, what they make mistake is that they just follow the same answer that is being given in the MCQs. And that is a trap. So don't do
Yep.
that thing, which I used to do a couple of times.
Okay, that's a great piece of advice. IELTS loves to trap you. This is very
Yeah.
true. Okay,
Yeah.
now reading 8.5. I would say that if writing is the number one challenge as far as being the most common thing to get past for students, I would say reading is number two because reading and writing are connected, right?
Yeah.
So what helped you get an 8.5 in reading? I want to guess something here because you said in listening, one of the keys is to not try and understand every word. And that's also true for reading.
That's the thing. Yeah, we just need to, you know, match the keywords. That's it. We don't need to understand each and every word in the passage, because what students do is they try to understand each and everything. And another thing that I really followed from your advice, that always spend 1 minute per question. Because if we spend more than 1 minute, our minds get to, you know, overthink, and it really ends up, you know, getting the
Yes, completely. I remember when I used to teach IELTS like in a classroom and I would watch students get the wrong answer, like even
answer.
if I didn't look at their answer. I knew it was going to be wrong because they were just thinking about it too much and they were erasing it and changing it. And like, not only do we not have time to do that, right? But it's if you think too much, if you read too much, you will get the wrong answer,
Wrong
right?
answer. Yeah, that's true.
So I love the marriage of these two concepts, like simplifying and confidence. That's
Confidence.
really
Yeah.
like they go hand in hand here because if you're too in your head about stuff and you're doubting things, that's a
Yeah.
lack of confidence, and then it's leading you to get the wrong answers as well, right?
Yeah,
So
and
simplifying leads to confidence. Yeah, go ahead.
and one thing is for sure, that in reading, if you're not able to crack one question, please leave it aside. Don't try
Yes.
to just focus on that thing, because it can really waste your time.
Oh my
And
gosh,
generally,
yes.
yeah, that's, you know, that was the thing that used to happen with me. So I also followed the strategy where you told just spend 1 minute and leave the question if you're not able to answer it.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, guys, you can do this at any time you're practicing reading quizzes, reading practice tests. Use your phone, time yourself, right? 1 minute per question. Get used to what that 1 minute feels like so you know when to move on. That is so necessary when you're doing practice before the exam. So, Niharika, tell us, what are you going to do now that you got higher scores than you needed? You are totally done with IELTS. No more time spent on that. What are you going to do now that you have your IELTS scores? What's the next step?
As I told you that earlier, my plan was Canada immigration. So due to COVID, that plan has been, you know, halt, has become, it has been stopped. So for this reason, I am going for the study visa. In Canada only, where I will be doing diploma.
Oh, what are you going to study?
Regarding mobile application development.
Awesome!
How to develop mobile application.
I love it. You know, this is, Niharika, your story is such an inspiration because it really shows everyone out there, even if life throws you unexpected circumstances, like you can't control that, right? But you can control your reaction. You can control how you deal with it and making the best of it. And who knows? I mean, maybe this is leading to a better life than you even were heading for before. You know what I mean? Like you get to have more education and open up even more opportunities for yourself, like this is an even better path than what you thought you had before. So I love it. So much motivation, so much inspiration. Niharika, is there any final comment that you want to leave our listeners with today?
I would just say that go with the three key strategies and don't overthink and overpressurize yourself. Yeah. Whatever is going to happen, it will happen for the best only. So just follow the strategies and enjoy your test.
Yes, all great pieces of advice. So the motto, we don't say this enough, but the motto of Three Keys IELTS is simplify, practice, succeed, right? And that essentially summarizes your success story. Like that is exactly what happened, right? So simplify, practice, succeed. Guys, you could check out the Three Keys IELTS success system. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. General, academic, computer, paper version. We have the course you need. allearsenglish.com/keys. Maybe I should have a theme song and I can sing it.
Yeah, you should definitely.
I'm a terrible singer. I need to hire someone to do that. Anyway, Niharika, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your story. It was so nice to talk to you.
Same here, Jessica. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Same to you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.